are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you have tuned our way today. We invite you to stay with us, for we're asking the Lord to make our service a blessing to you today. We're opening the musical part of our service with the selection, My Soul is Satisfied. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that you have made it possible for us to come to you in prayer. And Jesus said, whatever we ask of thee in his name, he would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So we're asking you to bless our precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one that is with us, and we're trusting that the songs and message will be blessed by the Spirit and thus be a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. We want you to be glorified in all. So take us, take our broadcast, and use it for your glory and for the good of souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue now with the selection, I Need Thee Every Hour.
I need thee every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. The blessed now my Savior, cry unto me. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the problem of anxiety. And our text of scripture is taken out of the little book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, what we understand the apostle saying here is don't be worrying, don't be fretting. The word careful here is not necessarily the fitting word for this thought. He's telling us that we are to not worry and not fret, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we are to let our requests be made known unto God. Most everyone is familiar with anxiety. It is a problem for many. Someone has said, it is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. In fact, it may take you backwards instead of making progress. How should the Christian face the problem of worry? Well, first, what is anxiety? The dictionary says, a state of being uneasy, apprehensive, or worried about a possible future event. It primarily has to do with what may happen in the future, either near or distant. And many times it is about something that never happens to begin with. What causes anxiety? Anxiety is caused by real or imagined threats to our well-being. We feel vulnerable and inadequate to protect against these threats. Threats such as physical injury or disease, fear at night, or fear of losing your job, or poverty, or something. We could mention a number of things. Anxiety has at least three main elements. Insecurity, something bad is going to happen. Helplessness, there is nothing I can do about it. Isolation, there is no one to help me. Emotionally, they cause just as much anxiety if they are imagined as if they were real. Overcoming the problem is certainly important to each and every one who is troubled with anxiety. First and most important of all is to trust God. As our text says, we are to put our confidence and our trust in God and make our requests made known to Him. Now, a good remedy is to deal with the problems, causes, and not just the symptoms of it. What is the truth about the insecurity, the helplessness, and isolation? While Christians may feel insecure, the reality is that He is very secure. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall you walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 25. While the Christian may feel helpless, the reality is that he has help. In Romans 8 and 31, we read, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the security or the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. So we read in Psalm 27 and 5 along with Romans 8 and 1. Now, while the Christian may feel isolated, the reality is that God is always at his side. Again, reading from the Psalms, and this very familiar one in Psalm 23 and verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. And that's Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 5 and 6, along with Psalm 23 and 4. What we really need to do and must do is to take the Word of God seriously, believe it, and act upon it. Now, these verses of Scripture that I have read to you so far must be put into operation. And they are not just words, they are God's precious promises. The remedy for anxiety is complete trust and confidence in God's ability to deal with anything that threatens us. Yes, that deals with anything that threatens us. Put our confidence in God's ability. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with God. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we are told in the Scriptures, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, I would like to suggest some practical steps to take to help in regard to anxiety. First of all, read the Bible and meditate on God's promises. Every one is true. Number two, be realistic. Peace of mind does not depend on knowing the answer to every problem. No, we're not going to know the answer to every problem, and peace of mind doesn't depend upon us knowing every problem or the answer to every problem or getting everything we want. We're not going to get everything we want. We need to be satisfied, as Jesus told certain ones, with what they have. Some things will not change, and we need to be realistic enough to accept that. And worrying and fretting about it is not going to change it. Well, number three, realistic knowledge of our own limitations ought to cause us to relax and be anxious about everything? No, we're not to be anxious about everything. In fact, we don't need to be anxious about anything. The Bible tells us we can't make one hair white or black. And Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. So be realistic. Realistic knowledge of our limitations ought to cause us to relax and not be anxious about everything or anything. Be sure not to be involved in problems that are not your own business. And let me repeat that. Be sure not to be involved in problems that are not your business. Don't become anxious and troubled over things that's not really any of your business. We must learn to let go of some problems and allow the Lord to do or to be in charge of them and to do the best for us. We need to be confident of the fact that whatever God does for us, it is for the best. Again, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, be flexible. Change is inevitable. However, there are some things that we ought not to change, and we should resist without compromise things that are not to be changed. We're not to try to change God's truth. We're to believe His Word. We're to act upon it. We are to live it, but we're not to compromise it or change it. Wisdom can tell us when to change and when not to change. And if there is something we need to change, change it. Focus on good cares. minimize the unimportant ones. And this can help us avoid being anxious. Now, number 7, learn to live one day at a time. We don't know what shall be on tomorrow. Our life is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. We are not to say we're going to go into a given city and buy and sell there for a year, but we should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this and do that. So learn to live one day at a time. You know not what shall be on the morrow, so why worry and fret about it? Many of our fears will turn out to be unfounded. The late Winston Churchill said on his deathbed that he had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which never happened. Let me quote Churchill's statement again. He said that he had had many troubles in his lifetime, and he said most of them which never happened. Now, stay busy. A lot of idle time is something that will open the door to anxiety and worrying and fretting. So stay busy. Someone has said, anxiety and idleness often go hand in hand. And another quote, despair is a form of laziness. Now, we may not be pleased to accept that, but that's the quote. Despair is a form of laziness. Number 10, much good can be accomplished even in adverse circumstances if we will quit concentrating on what cannot be done and do what can be done. Now, Thomas Carlyle said, our great business in life is not to see what lies dimly at a distance. No, we're not to do that, but we are to do what lies clearly at hand. Now, number 12, learn contentment. And that's not always easy to do, but we need to be content, and we need to learn to be content. This is a lesson the Apostle Paul learned. Yes, the great Apostle Paul had to learn this lesson. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to abound. Both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And that's from our little book of Philippians, where our text came from today, chapter 4, verses 11, 12, and 13. Let me mention one more thing. The Bible tells us that we are to bear one another's burdens. Therefore, we have saints of God that we can call upon to help us in our times of need. And that can help us to rest in the Lord, knowing that God does hear and answer prayer. His eyes are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. And so we can bear one another's burdens. In our church services, we usually always give opportunity for the saints to give in prayer requests. And thank the Lord, from time to time, we hear of answers to prayer. Saints of God are those who love us who care for us, who are interested in us, and who are willing to help bear our burdens. The Christian is given the means to deal with anxiety. We find in God a present help in every time of need. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to hear from you. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And as we have mentioned on previous broadcasts, we have an archive of our monthly Way of Truth magazines that you can read. Go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and read our monthly magazine. We also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you have missed any or would like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage and download our broadcast. And we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to tune in this station next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all. Oh, I'm on my upward way. of the shining way that leads to glory bright.